Thank you, Lord. This is Sunday morning, April the 7th, 2019, and we have a short teaching here. Not too long. The title is God said, don't touch the tree. Don't touch the tree. Genesis 2, verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and guard and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and blessing and calamity you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, I've taught over the years that this represents the tithe, touching the tree, and I'm not disputing that, but the Lord gave me a little different take on it. It also represents not touching something that belongs to someone else. Was the tree God's? Okay, yes. The tree was God's. He put him in the garden. God made the tree. He said, don't touch it. It's kind of like the tithe. The tithe is God's. Don't touch it. Okay, to eat of it is to partake of. Several years ago, the Holy Spirit prompted me during a song service on a Sunday morning to get a copyright license. Now you're going to get where I'm coming from here. He told me during a service, pacing back and forth, you know, and Danny was singing, and the Lord spoke to me. Call CCLI and get your license renewed, and that way you're not singing other people's music. Okay? This is important with God. These some things we think, God don't care. Yes, He does. There are many hardworking journalists on YouTube that have people steal their stuff and never give them any credit. It's happening all the time. A lot of these journalists depend on this as their livelihood. When God laid down the law to the Israelites, He gave them a code of conduct called the Ten Commandments. You shall not steal was one of those commandments. Steal means to thieve, to deceive. Satan is the stealer. John 10:10. You shall not covet. That is to delight in something that isn't yours. Well, I'll just take theirs and take credit for it. Same thing. Satan steals. Satan doesn't create anything, didn't make anything. He just tries to mess up and distort everything God messed up or made and stuff. So anywhere in God's word where there was a warning not to touch something, when they did, there were dire circumstances. Okay. There's a lot of scriptures here that I wrote, and I'm not going to go into all of them. I'm going to try to just summarize these since we already had a teaching prior to this. It was long. Whenever Jacob was fleeing from his father-in-law overtook him and said, you've stolen my household gods. Well, he didn't know it, but Rachel was sitting on him. And she said, I'm in the female way, and so excuse me, I'm not going to get up. But she had buried him underneath, and she was sitting on the camel saddle or whatever, but she had him buried down under there. And Jacob uttered an oath. He said, well, whoever has him, they'll die. Well, not long after that, she was carrying Benjamin, and she had Benjamin, and she died in childbirth. All right, another one, Jonathan. This is 1 Samuel 14. Saul had made an oath that no one was to taste food until the sun went down. And here's Jonathan, doesn't know about it. So he's out, and the men with him, they're hungry, they're fainting. So they tasted some. Jonathan stuck his hand out and tasted some honey. And Saul said, whoever touches food against this oath will die. Jonathan died on the battlefield. So David's indiscretion also was the same thing. He touched another man's wife, and his child died. So God looks at these things. Achan, this is Joshua chapter 7. They were told to go in and not take any of the loot. And Achan took some silver and some clothes and buried it in his tent. And when Joshua found out, because they'd gone into battle and they got their hinds kicked, and he went before the Lord and said, "The Lord is with us." Well, usually the Lord is always with us. "What's wrong, Lord? Why are you not with us? We've just been beat up." And well, he said, "There's sin in the camp." So they went through the process of elimination and found out Achan was the one that took and did what he did. And they took Achan's family out and I think burned them and stoned them and burned them and all their possessions and everything else. God takes this kind of stuff serious. All right. Amnon, David's son, after David did what he did with Bathsheba, Amnon, David's son, rapes his half-sister Tamar. Her full brother, Absalom, plotted to kill Amnon, and he later did. And then Absalom tried to overthrow his father's throne and was killed. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. Same thing with Ananias and Sapphira, which we talked about in the previous teaching. Touching things. It was theirs to give and theirs to do with what they wanted to, but once they had made a pledge to God, they lied to the Holy Ghost. They touched what they had already pledged to God. The glory was so strong and there was such a presence of the power of God that sin couldn't stay. All right, I'd like to read to you Titus 10, 2, not 10. There is no Titus 10. There's been times when I've been teaching for television, especially doing the stuff on flat earth, and the Lord began to speak to me about don't be a plagiarizer, don't use other people's stuff. And I got to look at some of the stuff, the pictures that I was going to show. It plainly said there that it had a copyright on it and not that it couldn't be used. So, you know, we have to be careful about these kind of things. We think it may be nothing, but, you know, that's where the devil gets in, is in these little nothings. Titus 2 says, "But as you teach what is fitting and becoming to sound doctrine, urge the older men to be temperate, venerable, sensible, self-controlled, and sound in faith and the love and in the steadfastness and patience. Bid the older women similarly to be reverent, devout in their deportment, as becomes those engaged in sacred service, not slanderers, or slaves to drink. They are to give good counsel and be teachers of what is right and noble, so that they will wisely train the young women to be sane and sober of mind, and to love their husbands and their children, to be self-controlled, chaste, homemakers, good-natured, adapting and subordinating themselves to their husbands, that the word of God may not be exposed to reproach. In a similar way, urge the younger men to be self-restrained and behave prudently, and show your own self in all respects to be a pattern and a model of good deeds and works, teaching what is unadulterated, showing gravity with dignity and seriousness, and let your instruction be sound and fit and wise and wholesome, vigorous and irrefutable, and above censure, so that the opponent may be put to shame, finding nothing discrediting or evil to say about us. Bond servants to be submissive to their masters, to be pleasing and give satisfaction in every way, not to talk back or contradict. Not to steal by taking things of small value." Oh, yes, I see it now. Pens, paper clips, it just happens all the time. Tablets. "Nor to steal by taking things of small value, but to prove themselves truly loyal and entirely reliable and faithful throughout, so that in everything they may be an ornament and do credit to the teaching from and about God our Savior. For the grace of God has come forward for the deliverance from sin and the eternal salvation for all mankind." I mean, this is the way the world acts. The church is not to act like the world. "It has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness and worldly desires, to live discreet, upright, devout lives in this present world, awaiting and looking for the blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus, who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good and filled with beneficial deeds. Tell them all these things. Urge, advise, encourage, warn, rebuke with a full authority. Let no one despise or disregard or think little of you. Conduct yourself in your teaching so as to command respect. So he's encouraging us to be above board on everything that we do. Okay, we are not under the Ten Commandments per se today, but we walk under the royal law. The royal law, James 2:8, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 7 and Luke 6 says, do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. Satan is the thief. I wrote down here, the Lord has cautioned me about copyright infringement a couple of times. Doing research, you come across a lot of information on the internet and books and tapes, so you must be wise as a serpent here. We don't want to open the door to the devil knowingly or unknowingly. It's easy to do. There's so much out there. Now there's some. I did the teaching on Revelation, and it was Irvin Baxter, and he said, share it far and wide, whatever. So I didn't, you know. But it's always wise if you're teaching someone or saying something like that, you should give credit to whoever that information came from. Just to, you know, that's just the right thing to do. Give them a shout out. If I use something somebody says on YouTube, I'll put it down and say, this is so-and-so on YouTube. They have a YouTube channel. I give a shout out to them for this information. You might want to check them out. That kind of thing. That's just appropriate. Okay. Doing research, you can come across a lot of things. We don't want to open the door to the devil. I know there are many other instances in God's Word of these types of instances. I only brought the ones the Lord brought up to me. But consider it a warning not to touch anyone else's tree. Satan's a thief. Whatever it is. Okay, Matthew 12. He is the thief, and we do not want to be in his camp. I'd rather be overboard in it than not. Right here. This is Matthew 10. It's talking about the strong man. But it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out the demons, and the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can a person go into a strong man's house and carry off his goods without first binding the strong man? Then, indeed, he may plunder his house. So, Satan steals God's stuff, and he steals our stuff. We don't want to be any part of him. He steals, he kills, he destroys. Honesty is the best policy. Keep the door shut on the devil.